بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد، وبارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. رب اشرح لي صدري، يسر لي أمري، واحلل عقدة من لساني في قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا، وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. أيها السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We hope everyone's well, inshallah ta'ala. Today we're going to finish up the story of Sayyidina Hud alayhi salam in Surah Hud. We left off on a very interesting cliffhanger from last time. Well, Hud alayhi salam, what we saw first and foremost, that he was given the same da'wah as every other prophet. We spoke about him in the sense they were sent to the community after Nuh alayhi salam. These are the first Semitic people. They're called the people of Ad in general. It's a huge group of people in a huge, vast portion of land. And they have massive power, they have a huge empire, they're very strong, okay? And so Hud alayhi salam, you can imagine that the Prophet sent to them has to be very stern, very firm, and very good with his people. This is what Hud alayhi salam was in a nutshell. He gives the same da'wah as every other Prophet, as you saw though. The message is consistent from beginning to end, and you saw the same exact response from his community, that they all reject the same, right? So we're trying to understand that, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam and every other Prophet to come will receive the same things that the prophets of the past received. And anyone who follows in that same pattern of giving da'wah or inviting or trying to connect people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're going to get the same types of responses. And so there's nothing wrong with it, and there's nothing wrong with you. Rather, the blindness is in the people, it's not in yourself. So we want to keep all those things in mind, inshallah, while we're going forward. The most unique thing that we see in Hud alayhi salam's story, though, is they called him insane or possessed. They said that because you disrespected our gods, you are messed up, Hud, right? We saw that. So we'll pick up from there. So Hud alayhi salam, if you remember, and I gave you a certain response, I said, look, this is an emotional thing. There's no way to verify this. If someone says that my gods are cursing you, or the devil is cursing you, or an angel is cursing you, whatever, you know, I have no way of verifying that. I have no way of checking if that's correct or not. Having said that, I could just say the same thing back to you. If a Christian were to tell me that I think my God is cursed you, I can say, I think my God is cursed you. I'm not, you know, it's not. This type of argument doesn't have any weight. It's not a logical argument. It's completely illogical. It's completely emotional, okay? So when people are responding with emotion, sometimes it's just better to just be as strong as them or even more passionate than them. So this is what Hud alayhi salam is doing. There's no more rational arguments here. All this stuff has completely, you know, fallen by the wayside. No one is speaking about these things anymore because he already gave them the logical proofs and they didn't accept it. So he goes and says, قَالَ إِنِّي أُشْهِدُ اللَّهِ وَاشْهَدُ أَنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ. He says, I make Allah my witness. And you all, I make you all my witness that I have nothing to do with what you take as gods. If you're saying that the gods have cursed me, then no problem, let the curse come down. I completely disown them. I'm no longer, I'm not a part of them at all. Okay? Whatever you worship, I'm not part of it. So he makes Allah a witness. When you take a witness, when you go and say this, like, you know, you go and say, watch this, you know, you tell someone to come. Check out what I'm about to do right now. Okay. Now, you know, the equivalent in our time would be that someone would say, you know, all right, everyone take out your phones. You know, we're going to put this on, you know, you'll put it on Instagram or you'll put it on Facebook. Everyone needs to watch this. Okay. Let everyone be a witness to what I'm about to say. So Hud alayhi salam, he called out all of Ad. He says, I make first Allah Ta'ala my witness because he's more important as a witness than anyone else. Then I make all of Ad witnesses. Everyone, all of you, your idols, everyone, make them all witnesses. No problem. Let them all look at what I'm saying. This is real what I'm saying. You honestly think I'm scared of rocks? You honestly think I'm scared of stones? These things that have no power whatsoever? And on the flip, and we spoke about this a little last time, was that people get very frightened and worried that if I do this or this, such and such person will curse me. Jadu will come. Sihr will come. This type of stuff will happen. Oh my God, you know, to stay away from such people and things like that. Oh, you get so scared. You get so worried. And this is very illogical. It's almost what the people of Hud alayhi salam, they promised Hud. They said that this was going to happen to you. You know, and then, by the way, they're trying to make Hud alayhi salam an example for everyone to see. They said, look at what happened to Hud. Some of our idols cursed him. Some of our gods cursed him. Imagine if all of our gods cursed him. Or they're saying to all their people, that look how Hud got messed up. He was such a great person. Now look what happens when you disrespect our idols. Okay? So this person will curse me. We get these feelings and stuff like that. Anytime this feeling comes in your heart, anyone who says such a thing, you have to remember first and foremost, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. No harm or benefit except from Allah. You have no reason to be scared of anyone. no reason to be frightened of anyone. If anything were to happen, it's from the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any harm would come is from Allah. Any benefit that comes is from Allah. Your only benefactor, your only provider is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There should be absolutely no fear or no worry or no concern about what anyone is doing in the world. Okay? Min dunihi. And Hud alayhi salam, I told you, if the volume was at one, he brought it up to 10,000. You know, he amped up the situation as high as he could. Because if you're arguing about emotions and feelings about our deen, you know, Christians like to say that how passionate they are about their religion. They say like, look how much we love our religion. Look how much our religion is full of love and all these things. And they like to talk about how much passion they have for it. And I wish Muslims could just show them just a little bit, like Huda alayhi salam right here is showing them, that if you're saying you have this much love for your religion and your deen, you don't even know what's in our hearts. You can't even compare to it. So Huda alayhi salam, he challenges them and he makes it clear. He says, all of you come together and do what? Min dunihi. He says, look, I'm free from anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything, anyone, whatever it is. Then he amps up the volume. What does he do? He raises the stakes. He ups the ante. What does he say? Min dunihi fakiduni jami'a. Thumma la tunzirun. So I'm going to tell you, at the end of this, you're going to love Sayyidina Hud alayhi salam. Because if you didn't know what kind of prophet he was, check out what kind of man he is. Alayhi salam. He says, so try all your plans against me. Plot all you can against me. Fakiduni jami'a. Every plan, anything you want to do against me, put it all together. All of you come together. Thumma la tunzirun. Don't give me any time to react. Give me no time. If you want to come to war to me, to fight me, go ahead. Put everything together. All your weapons, all your ammunition, all your armies. Bring everyone together and fight me. Try your best to take me out. Okay? He is declaring war against Ad. Hud alayhi salam, one person, one individual is declaring war against all of Ad and then saying what? And don't even write a formal warning to me. Don't tell me an announcement that we're going to go to war. You know, we're declaring war. I don't want any declaration. You come and attack me at the time when I'm not even awake. I'm not even aware. Come at a time where no one even is there. No problem. Attack me at those times. Hud alayhi salam is making this type of claim. In front of whom? In front of Ad. They control what? If you remember, we talked about this last time, and I'm sorry, I had to rework the map a little bit because I realized I showed you only the parts where the centers were. I didn't show you everything that they had, okay? This is the area in which you control, in which Ad controls, and Hud alayhi salam is one person within that area. Meaning the pre-modern world was in the hands of Ad, and one man, Hud alayhi salam, one prophet alayhi salam, he himself is declaring war against all of them. And he makes it very clear that attack me at a time where there's no one there with me, and when I'm not even expecting it, surprise attack me, ambush me, whatever it is. He says, I don't care about any of these things. His iman, if you're putting it on a scale, 100% would even define what he is right now. He's on 10 million, you know, subhanAllah. This man is showing us that when you believe in Allah, this is what you can say in front of people without any fear or any worry. Don't have any scare. Why would you even be scared? And look what Hud alayhi salam says to make it clear about why he can trust Allah Ta'ala this much. Inni tawakkaltu ala Allah. For our Muslims who probably know these words already, Inni tawakkaltu ala Allah Rabbi wa Rabbikum. I place my trust in Allah, who is my Lord and your Lord. Ma min dabbatin illa huwa akhidun bi nasiyatiha. There's no creature, no animal in existence, except that he holds it by the forelock. He holds it by its head. Surely, inna rabbi ala sirati mustaqim. We're going to break this down, okay? First part we want to focus on is the middle part. Because if you remember in Surah Hud, Allah talks about how he provides for everything. He provides for everything. This is one way Allah is connected to his creation, through provisions and risk. This is one way of connection. What's another way? He controls everything. This is the same thing he tells the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in an earlier ayah, Surah Hud. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Innama anta munzir, wallahu ala kulli shay'in wakeel." You know, "Innama anta nazir, wallahu ala kulli shay'in wakeel." You are only a warner, and Allah has control over everything. The same way Hud alayhi wasallam is reflecting and telling everyone that number one is Allah provides for everything. Number two is Allah controls everything. How deep is the control? It is my Lord and your Lord. The depth of this control is not that Hud alayhi wasallam saying that because I'm a believer in Allah. Because I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so therefore it's, he only controls me.
Hud alayhi salam says, you all acknowledge this fact that Allah Ta'ala is the greatest Lord. So he's not only just my Lord, he's also your Lord. And you don't have a choice here. I have an option. He's telling them basically, I have an option here that I could worship your idols or I could not worship idols. In terms of Allah Ta'ala providing for you, do you have an option here? You don't have an option. Do you have an option if Allah Ta'ala can control or not? You don't have an option. There's no option with this. You don't have a choice for anyone in the world. Allah Ta'ala is my Lord and your Lord. To the Lord of the Christians, the Lord of the Jews, the Lord of the atheists, the Lord of the Hindus, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the Lord of everyone. He controls everyone. So Aad, if you think you are powerful and mighty, if you're thinking you're so strong and tough that no one could face you, no one could ever meet you on the battlefield, he'll grab you like an animal. This expression you probably thought when you heard the ayah, أَخِذٌ بِنَاصِيَتِهَا. The way when you see a stubborn animal, like a cow, is that what do you do? Or even a goat sometimes as well. You'll grab it from the forehead, right? And you'll grab it from the hair on the forehead. When you grab an animal like that, the animal has no power to come against you, no power to oppose you. You grab it from the forehead, a forelock like that. Imagine someone, for example, pulled the front of your head, the front of your hair, right? And pulled you, right? They can pull you wherever they want. There's so much pain in that. You can't even do anything. The expression is used for animals though, because an animal, when you do it like that, this animal is not going to move left or right anymore. He's completely within your grip. And so Hud alayhi salam says, O Ad, you're thinking you're so strong and tough and you can oppose and oppress anyone in the world? My Allah will grab you like an animal and he'll do whatever he wants with you. You won't be able to move left or right. Okay? Inni tawakkaltu ala Allah. He says, on this being who you have to, that he is your Lord and he is my Lord. The provisions come from him. The provisions can stop from him. The control is from him, and he can do whatever he wants with us. One scholar said it very beautifully. He said, we're so lucky that Hud alayhi salam said that Allah Ta'ala grabs him from the forehead and not from the neck, you know? He's basically telling them that Allah Ta'ala has your full life in his control. If he wants, he can steer you this way. If he wants, he can steer you that way. You know, it's like you have the wheel when you're driving the car. You can move it this way or that way. So he's lucky Allah didn't say that he has you by the neck, because that's really how Allah Ta'ala has us too. Hud alayhi salam is trying to remind them very gently. It's, you know, even though it's a strong reminder, very strong, he still tries to tell them very nicely, you're very lucky that if, you know, if Allah wants, you know, he can just kill you right now if he wants to. But I, you know, he wants to remind them that look, the control is in Allah's hand, not just your life and death, right? So on this being, tawakkaltu ala Allah, I place my trust. I trust him. And it's a reminder for every single Muslim that when you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you submit to him. This is the being that everyone submits to. Everyone's provided from. Everyone has to turn their attention towards. This Allah is the one that you place your trust on. I don't need anyone else. People keep talking about numbers. People keep talking about, you know, even finances. You know, finances are important. Don't get me wrong. Numbers are important too. They're nice. But you don't, this is not a requirement for the deen to spread. These are things that are extra and will help the deen spread, mashallah. But they're never the asl or the foundation. What is the foundation? That you don't need anyone else, you only need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Rabbi ala siratim mustaqim. And Hud alayhi salam finishes his reminder and his message to people of Ad. Says, my Lord is on a straight path. Okay? And it's a beautiful expression. You might not understand it. So I want to explain it to everyone. There are many ways we can take this. There are about five different ways you can look at this expression here. My Lord is on a straight path. So I'll give you some ideas here to think about. When you're on a straight path, right? When you're on the straight path, for example, what does that mean? It means that if you're on the straight path, for example, you're driving, okay? Because it's a straight path, there's no turns, there's no exits, there's nothing. You're just driving straight down. You are definitely going to get to your destination, okay? There's no crookedness in this. In other words, Hud alayhi salam is telling the people of Ad, he's saying, my Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he's going to come and fight you and he's going to take you out, he's going to get to his destination. There's no crookedness. There's no messing up in his plan. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's number one. Second thing is what? When you say a person is on sirat mustaqim, it means their dealings are unbelievably clear. When I say you're on a straight path, when I say you're completely straight in your stuff, it means that whatever you say, the way you say it, I can trust you 100%. Hud alayhi salam said, Allah gave me a promise as a messenger that when I deliver my message, the promise is this, that Allah will care for me and protect me. So I don't have to worry about anything you guys do anymore. And the second thing Allah Ta'ala promised me is that he will help his messengers against their enemies. So if you end up becoming his enemies, the dealing is clear. Allah will take you out. When you're a straight man, you're a good person. People say what? That whatever you say will go. So whatever Allah Ta'ala says goes. That's the second meaning. Another meaning of being on the straight path is the job will be done. The job will be executed. Nothing, there's no pebble. When you're saying a straight path, there's no pebble, there's no bumps, there's no curves, there's nothing. There's nothing stopping you from getting what you need to get done. Huda is reminding him, saying that not only will my Lord get to the destination, there's nothing going to interfere with him getting to his destination. There's no police on the road. There's nothing to stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth thing is what? When you go to war, because remember, Huda is basically declaring war against all of Ad. And he's telling them that you don't even need to tell me about it. In war, you try to be what? You try to be tactful, you know, you want to be tactful. You want to have a plan. You want to attack from this angle or this angle. Sometimes you want to ambush them. Sometimes you want to attack at a time where they're not expecting it. You know, you never come in straight on. Straight on is a very I'm not going to say it's just not a smart move, but it's not the brightest move, right? It's like you're coming straight in like that in war? Come on. But what does it show in war? If you were to come straight up to the fortress, you know, and just basically storm in, it shows you how fearless you are, how determined you are, how you don't need any plots or tricks. 100% you're going to come in, 100% you're going to take care of the job. Job will be done. My Allah, when he comes to war with you, my Allah, oh, he's saying, Ad, oh Ad, my Allah, when he comes to war with you, there's nothing that's going to stop him. You know, وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقَبَاهَا, he's not scared of anyone fighting back. There's nothing to stop him. And the last one, which is so beautiful, again, because again, Hud alayhi salam is a messenger of Allah, you know. And that's why I always try to tell you about the gentleness within his speech, because he's trying his best to convey a message, although it's stern. You know, it's again, the truth is going to be bitter. We spoke about this multiple times. The truth will be bitter no matter how you say it. It's just the way truth is. At the same time, Hud alayhi salam wants him to become guided. وَإِنَّ رَبِّي عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, he's trying to tell them that if you were to walk the straight path, who will you find on the path? إِنَّ رَبِّي عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, my Lord is on the path. If you and I as Muslims walk on this path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our scholars said this very beautifully. They said that if you put in the GPS, the road to California, it'll give you the map to California. If you put the path to New York, it'll show you the path to New York, the path to Wegmans, the path to, Stop and Shop or whatever, the path to this place, path to that place. Every place, if you put in the path, it'll give you the destination. If you walk the path of Allah, the destination is Allah. So Hud alayhi salam is telling his people of Ad, oh Ad, if you just come back on the straight path, Allah will take you back. Okay? And so he makes that clear to them. Because out of Allah, like every prophet has for their community and all their people, they don't want to see their people suffer. They don't want to see their people destroyed. But if they're going to walk this path of obstinance and being so rude and so mean when they speak, then there's nothing else the prophet can do. So Hud alayhi salam is that example of that prophet that very much he declares what Allah tells him to declare. And you see that the response of the people is the same way of Nuh alayhi salam. But Hud alayhi salam doesn't even give them a chance here. He goes and says, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, at this moment, فَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ مَا أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ إِلَيْكُمْ, if you turn away now, I have already conveyed to you the message which I was sent to you. It's a little different from Nuh alayhi salam. As you saw, he asked for a person after the message was decreed, right? The message was sent down. For Hud alayhi salam, slightly different. If you turn away now, I have already conveyed to you the message which I was sent to you. Okay? Now, this message from a prophet is basically telling them that my mission is complete. There's nothing more to do. I'm finished discussing anymore. My risala is done. The message is done. Now you have to think about for yourself and for myself what that means. What's the implication? This is the warning here. Because once a message is done from the messenger, okay, once the announcement was made from the king of the Lord, you know, the Lord of the worlds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does that mean? That the message has been sent. Now people have to believe and people have to disbelieve. The complete message of Allah Ta'ala has been sent unto the world, which is the Quran, to the Quraysh, to the people of Makkah. Now you either believe or you disbelieve. If now since the message is done, now the repercussions, the punishment, the results are going to come. The test was what? Accept the message. Now the test is done. Now here are the results. Hud alayhi salam says, here's my warning to you all. If you turn away, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ مَا أَرْسُلْتُ رَبِّي إِلَيْكُمْ, وَيَسْتَخْلِفُ رَبِّي قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ, my Lord will replace you with some other people. My Lord will replace you. وَلَا تَضُرُّونَهُ شَيْئًا. You will not harm him at all. إِنَّ رَبِّي عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَفِيظٌ. My Lord is guardian over everything. Hud alayhi says something so profound. He says, O people of Ad, who've ruled for centuries. If you've seen, again, I told you they ruled from basically about 3000 BC to about 1500 BC. That's a long time. That's a huge amount of time. 1500 years. You know, America is very fresh off the market if you're talking about it comparatively. 200, 300 years or so. Ad has been here for so long. Centuries upon centuries, their power has been firm. You know, Hud alayhi is saying what to them? O people of Ad, you ruled for centuries. You ruled for centuries. Your time is over now. Your time is over now. The message of Allah that has come. Now you need to understand and you need to come to terms. That Allah Ta'ala, if you turn away now, I can't promise anything anymore. Allah will take you as his enemies. If Allah Ta'ala takes you as enemies, I don't know what else to say. You will find that everything you had will be given to another. Allah Ta'ala's power is so much and so stern and so severe that if his punishment were to come down, everything you and I used to have will be given to someone else. Okay? And this is what we find in life. That our homes and our money, what is the money that we're using? It was in the hands of some other person before. The house that we live in was in someone else's home. It was someone else's home before. The land that we live in, the place that we live in, someone else was here before us, right? The money we had is someone else's. You know, something we never think about is that maybe the wealth I'm using is the same wealth that Fir'aun had, you know? This is the wealth of the Pharaoh. Maybe it's the wealth of Ad and Samud. You never even know. But the thing is what? When Allah Ta'ala, when his punishment comes down, he doesn't say anything about the punishment, but he's warning them about what happens after the punishment. Once Allah Ta'ala brings it down, another people will come and Allah Ta'ala will give them everything. The house, the money, everything will be given to the next people. Okay? And you will be in so much pain. You'll be in so much pain. Because the punishment, when it comes down, you'll be wiped off. Next people will come. They won't even remember you. They won't even remember you. So many difficulties will come. In every possible way it will come. وَلَا تَضُرُّونَهُ شَيْئًا. And you will not be able to harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. And I want to make this very resoundingly clear for anyone who might have any doubts about the people of Ad. They were an evil people. They were an evil people. They were people that oppressed and committed so many crimes. I want to show you from one historian. I'll read it out to you. I'm supposed to cut it up into two parts. I'm sorry. Forgot to do that. This is from Josephus, who's one of the Jewish historians. He described the people of Ad. He has a huge history and he writes about the people of Ad. He said, God was averse to us. And it came after a surprising manner, men of ignoble birth out of the eastern parts meaning the parts of the Arabian lands, the parts of Iraq, right? The people of Ad, and had boldness enough to make an expedition into our country, and with ease subdued it by force, yet without our hazarding a battle with them. In other words, they came in and they attacked everyone without any battle, without any announcement. They came in and they attacked. Do you think Hud alayhi salam just said, attack me without any announcement, just for no reason? It's what the way the Ad used to do things. They're so brutal and so vicious of a people. At least you give people warnings, right? You know, it's a declaration of war. That way you can prep, we can fight. You know, we can actually see who's a stronger country, who has more stronger military force. You know, it makes sense. The thing is that what? Ad would even announce it. They'll just go in and destroy everything. To the point that what he says, Josephus says, so when they had gotten those that governed us under their power, they afterwards burned down our cities and demolished the temples. Can you imagine that? You conquered a land, it's under your power. You should probably benefit from it. Ad would literally conquer lands so they could just destroy it at the end. What kind of people are, you know, what could you say, you know? And so this type of stuff is oppression, crimes, murder, and violence. You're seeing the same stuff today with these superpowers. That thing that no one can touch them. They can literally go in the world, police the entire world, and no one can say a thing to them. They can do whatever they want to their civilians, to their own citizens, and they can do anything they want to the entire world. They can impose whatever they want on the world. And they can cause these crimes and all this violence, and they think that no one is above them, okay? And just because they were powerful, the people of Ad, they felt that no one could stop them. And this is such a resounding message for every Muslim that's paying attention and listening and seeing what's happening in the world today. This is the same thing that we see in the history books in the Quran of the people of Ad. And we'll see with the story of Samud and the people that come afterwards. Inna Rabbi ala kulli shayin hafiz. The people think they'll get away with it. That they can get away with anything. No one will fight them. No one will argue with them. No one will match them on the battlefield. But Allah Ta'ala records everything. You cannot escape Allah. No matter what happens in this world, whatever oppression in this country or that country, what's being done to Muslims all over the world? You think that Allah does not recording it? You think Allah does not writing it down? You're not going to escape from Allah. وَمَا أَنْتُ بِمُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. You're not going to escape from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَمَّا, and so this is, by the way, one thing I want to make very clear for everyone here, is that you probably are thinking, you know, it might have come in your mind, it came and definitely came in my mind, is that when I think about Hud alayhi salam, I can't think of a miracle that he had. So for example, Salih alayhi salam has the camel. It's going to come up, the story. You get the story of Musa alayhi salam, he has a miracle. Ibrahim alayhi salam, you could say his miracle is not being burnt in the fire, right? There are many miracles you could see throughout every prophet's life, which show that they are a prophet, right? It's the proof of their prophethood. And obviously, the Isa alayhi salam reviving the dead, and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his Quran, right? So everyone has their miracle. And it's often used to challenge the people that they have in their times. So they say that Musa alayhi salam's greatest thing was magic. So Musa alayhi salam brought something which the people of their time could not challenge, right? Such a miracle that even the magicians could not produce. Isa alayhi salam, someone who in his time people were about materialism and medicine. So Isa alayhi salam brings the best type of medicine, which is to revive the dead. The best time of the Prophet alayhi salam are the poets. So the best thing comes is something which is so beyond poetry, no poet can replicate it or imitate it. So, you know, I thought about this for a while, and I finally found this one tafsir, in which Hud alayhi salam, you know, I wondered about what is his miracle. You could say that, you know, it's not mentioned, but I feel like this is his miracle here. The fact that he challenged Ad, the strongest military power of his time. He challenged them to war and said, just kill me. Take me off the earth. Finish me. And it seems like Ad tried their utmost best. You can imagine if you're challenging Ad, the entire kingdom of Ad, to take out one man, it should be a piece of cake for you. It shouldn't be even a question about taking out Hud alayhi salam. But they're not able to kill him. And I find that to be the most extraordinary miracle. They challenged the world. The world couldn't fight him. You know? Allah Ta'ala knows best again. But this seems, it seems very, very clear from what we've just discussed. وَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا نَجَّيْنَا هُودًا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ غَلِيظٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, and finally when our matter came, our judgment came to pass, by our grace, by our mercy, we saved Hud and his fellow believers. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ غَلِيظٍ. You and I know the punishment of Ad, it is the punishment of the wind. They lived in a desert land. The sandstorm came, blew for ثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ, right? سَبَعَ لَيَانِ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ. Blew for 7 nights and 8 days. Just a week enough to destroy the entire kingdom of Ad in the Arabian Peninsula. Their capitals were destroyed. Everything was destroyed. But this is a brutal punishment. Imagine being killed by sand. The glass, you know, have you ever felt sand in your, like it's glass, right? It gets so heated, it feels like glass. Imagine how sharp that is. It's like shrapnel. It's like you're getting torn apart into pieces, you know? The people of the Ashab al-Fil, the elephants, right? The people of the elephants probably, you know, they were pierced by what? These birds that flew over with these stones that came down like projectiles. You know, that's a punishment. But the fact that Ad, like, you know, that tearing and that ripping that happens in a sandstorm, that's a brutal punishment. You know, Allah says we saved them from a brutal punishment. People of Makkah, you all know what this punishment is about. You live in the sand. You know what's the experience like. Don't pretend. Don't ignore it. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ غَلِيظٍ وَتِلْكَ عَادٍ. This is a beautiful expression of the Quran. And that was Ad. That was Ad. جَحَدُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَعَصَوْا رُسُولَهُ وَاتَّبْعُوا كُلَّ أَمْرِ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. And that was Ad. They rejected the signs of the Lord. They disobeyed his messengers. And they followed the command of every stubborn tyrant. Allah that describes Hud alayhi salam, he praises Hud here. Allah that says he disobeyed his messengers. But there was only one messenger. But the work of Hud alayhi salam was so much. The amount of land and all the things that he's done. He was like a million messengers in one. You know? He was a messenger among messengers, alayhi salam. They disobeyed his messengers and they followed the command of every stubborn tyrant. And then Allah says, "Utbi'u fi hadhihi dunya la'na wa yawm al-qiyamah. Ala inna 'adan kafaru rabbahum ala bu'dan 'adin qawmi Hud." And a curse was made to follow them in the world. When the curse of Allah Ta'ala comes on you, it means you are distant from Allah Ta'ala's mercy. When you are distant from Allah Ta'ala's mercy, it means that in this world, no one will respect you, no one will regard you, no one will even remember you. If you're given Allah Ta'ala's la'na, and this is, by the way, I remind every parent to never curse their children, because if you were to curse your child with the curse of Allah and actually were to fall on them, no one in existence can save them from what's going to happen to them. Ad had a curse in them that followed them in this world. This is why no one talks about them. Even in our history books, we don't discuss them. We don't speak about them. You are probably hearing about Ad for the first time today, maybe. This is the idea behind this, that when you are cursed by Allah Ta'ala, it will follow them in the world, that no one will remember them. While Yawm al-Qiyamah, if you're thinking this world was bad for Ad with the terrible storm, on the Day of Judgment, it's even worse. Allah inna Adan kafaru rabbahum. Allah Ta'ala says, take heed. Ad had disbelieved in their Lord. No one remembers them. People of Makkah, take a lesson. What is the lesson here? Ala bu'adan li'adin qawmi Hud. Banished is Ad. Allah just says, banished. Away from my kingdom. You don't have any worth to even step foot on my land anymore. Bu'adan li'adin qawmi Hud. Banished is Ad, the nation of Hud. Alayhi salam finishes the story of Hud alayhi salam and the people of Ad with this message, reminding everyone in the world, especially for Muslims, you are the people that Allah is warning here because you are taking the right message. Allah is warning everyone else in the world, and He's reminding us about what's going to happen to every single community, every single nation and civilization that disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't think that they're going to live like this forever. The dunya is only for a short amount of time. If Ad had such power and such might, Allah ripped them off the face of the earth. No superpower today has any chance of surviving like that. May Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Allow us to benefit from these messages. Allow us to implement these things in our lives. And allow us to be always on the right path, on the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Tomorrow is Salih alayhi salam. I can't wait to share that with you all, inshallah ta'ala. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.